and friends. I'm Val.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Lisa.
And this is My Perfect Romance.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
What about all over you?
Or how about my sweet love?
I think we all have a different idea about what romance is.
Well, what is the perfect romance?
Gosh, I don't know, but let's find out. Hi.
Hey. So it's Lisa and Courtney.
Yes. This is Courtney.
And Lisa. And we are at our good friend Norman Eva's home.
Yeah. And this is sort of an impromptu little meet. Like, I don't know.
Interview.
They said they would let us interview them after book club.
Yeah. And we have, like, we kind of look at you too as one of the most special couples in our lives. We really admire you guys.
Yeah, so, when we started talking about this podcast and the idea of interviewing couples came up, you two were the first people we thought of. So I'm so glad we get to finally interview you guys.
Yeah.
So this is...
Well, we've been friends with Eva. I mean, I've known Eva since since I moved here, almost. Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, we talk about, like...
And I knew Courtney since we were pregnant together with Wiley and Reed, little kid.
And Wiley and Reed are such good friends now, and they're only a week apart in age.
Yeah, so we go way, way back, and I feel like...
And they're 18.
We've gotten the privilege of watching you guys and your just love, like, the itty-bitty tinklings. That's not a word, is it?
Well, Eva was part of our mom's group, then book group. So she's been, you know, part, like, friends with you, Valerie, and I forever.
Yes.
So she's and been will at be the beginning forever. Of it.
Yeah. Pretty much family.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And, and Norm, you are family.
By default.
By default.
No, we're so glad it's so easy to bring you in.
Yeah.
Norm made the best little... sandwiches.
We had a little tea party, so we made tea sandwiches for our book club themed party after the Rose Code book that we read. So
you did such a good job tonight.
Norm did the best job. Like, he made the bread, he made the scones, he sliced the things, he just really made it happen.
It was amazing. Norm and I were talking while you were up cleaning. We were talking about how to have a couple that works well together. You know, it takes somebody having an idea, somebody following through with the idea, somebody or working together on ideas.
That was definitely today.
it's just fun.
Yeah. It doesn't always work every day, but, you know, that would be unrealistic to think that it would.
Yeah. It works.
It works. So, well, let's get into it. I kind of want to know, like, a little bit about where you guys came from so that people who are listening kind of get an idea of who each of you guys are as individuals before you became a couple.
Okay.
So, Eva, do you want to start? Where were you born?
New Britain, Connecticut.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm West Coast.
East Coast, West Coast, opposite sides of the country.
Yeah.
And you had parents, siblings?
My parents came from Poland, mm-hmm. and I have one sibling, and most of my family is still in Poland, except for a few aunts that came over to be with my mom, mm-hmm. and my dad had some siblings as well here. So it was pretty much just us. And the rest of the family was in Poland.
Yeah, I love that you still have a lot of Polish traditions, and you speak Polish.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was my first language.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's so cool.
And tonight actually exhibited a lot of it. We pulled out a lot of the Polish themes in our...
Those teacups are so beautiful. What were those, your grandmother's?
They were my mom's, but she brought them over from Poland in 1968, but I don't know how long they were in her family in Poland before that, but
And I love you bring a lot of Polish traditions into my life.
Whether it be
a song or food.
Yeah. Well, what was the song we learned?
The happy birthday song.
Yes.
Norm is learning.
Well, Norm's learning to speak.
He actually learns to speak a lot of Polish words. It's funny. He like has really embraced it, and he loves to just learn all kinds of phrases in Polish. So it's kind of, it's really cool.
PG phrases. Rated G phrases.
Which for you says something.
It says a lot.
Finally maturing. Isn't that the young kids, when they learn a new language, the first thing they want to know is like the dirty words?
The funny thing is, when I was a kid and my mom spoke the dirty words, I thought they were normal words. So when I went to Poland and I said them, they're like, whoa. Hi, mouth. Your lips.
Well, Norm, let's hear about your childhood. Where did you? You grew up in Connecticut.
No, I'm the opposite of you. I grew up in California.
He's a West Coast boy.
That's right.
She's East Coast. I'm West Coast. Okay. I grew up in Southern California, in Orange County, in Newport Beach, and my parents were part of that late '70s, early '80s migration to Hayden.
Oh yeah.
But okay. We settled in Dalton Gardens, just out a little suburb out of Coeur d'Alene. So I've been up here for, you know, over 40 years. So I'm from Idaho, but like most people in Sandpoint, they started in California in some capacity, it seems like.
That's the majority for sure.
So it's like, did that kind of that little hippie group that kind of came up to this area, did like little communes and stuff? Was your parents part of that?
No.
I don't think so.
I was really excited about that. I kind of always want to hear somebody's story because I know that that was a part of this culture up here for a while. Mm-hmm. And I just would love to hear somebody.
We gotta find some of them. I don't know the hippies.
We'll find them.
We'll find the hippies. So how did you two, so we kind of get an idea, you guys, you East Coast, West Coast.
Mm-hmm. And Norm, I didn't, do you have a brother or sister?
I have a sister who is about 10 years older than me. She lives in Florida now. She'd lived in California forever. She only lasted 6 months in Coeur d'Alene. We moved up after she graduated high school. And her name is Diane. Mm-hmm. And she lasted one semester at North Idaho College. Says, I'm out of here.
And never came back.
And I'd come down and see her in California, but she ended up living in Tijuana for 20 years. But that's another podcast.
Yeah.
It's a whole new story. Yeah. So you guys, eventually you both ended up in the same Northwest corner of the world.
Somehow.
Mm-hmm. Of the United States. So what do you remember about the first time you saw Eva?
Well, I guess I heard her for the first time. I didn't really see her initially because a friend and I were walking into the 219 bar in Sandpoint because there was a fundraiser.
And the annual Follies.
Right. And as we walked in there, I heard somebody say, oh, here come our grooms.
Well, there's a backstory to that because the theme for the Follies was a Vegas theme. And so you're supposed to wear something to fit the theme. And so I went in wedding gowns because you go to Vegas to get married by Elvis, right? Or the chapel, whatever. And he walks in with his friend in these velvet suit coats. And I was like, oh, we're in our wedding dresses. They're all in these velvet suit coats here. I'm like, here come our groom.
But she said it very loud. She wasn't exactly sitting by the front door. And so I didn't really pay much attention to that. So I went and got a couple of drinks for my friend Dallas and I. And then when I turned around to find a place to sit, there was no place to sit. But these three women were sharing a fairly large table. So I asked if we could share the table with them. And they said, sure. And then we just struck up a conversation and with everybody at the table. But it was just fun with the group of people that were in the bar. I mean, in one example was a couple of Norwegian boys were there. A couple of Norwegian men were there. And I remember from college, one of my friends, Patrick, was from Norway. So I learned a lot of Norwegian, just all the bad words, of course. I learned how to say a few nice things. So I coached Eva to say something to them. And she went up to them and said it. And they did it. I said, can I asked her to ask them if she could have a hug. And it worked.
What a thing.
I know. But it was just fun. She was kind of my little puppet for for throwing out the, you know, the six words that I know in Norwegian.
I was like, sure, I'll go up and say that.
But it's just an example of how fun she was, is to interact with that night. It was just like, it was just a blast.
Yeah. So you guys kind of saw each other for the first time dressed it in...
After I met her about a week later, I'm stalking her on Facebook. I realized I'd met her about 4 years before that at Angela Hinney's Halloween party.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was there.
You were at too, Courtney.
You were there too, because I remember your outfit.
What was I wearing?
I don't know. You were wearing some wild hair.
Clown. Was I as a clown?
Yeah. So I remember meeting you that night. I remember meeting Valerie and Eva. Mm-hmm. I remember saying to Eva, hey, nice cat outfit.
Oh, and
she raised her arms and showed that she had wings. She goes, no, I'm a bat. I just thought that was funny. So then my ex and Valerie really, really hit it off because they both can talk. And so, and then later on that night, I remember playing. Somehow, I got roped into playing foosball. I remember playing foosball with some kids and another woman.
I love my foosball.
And I know it was her.
Oh yeah, and she beat you.
Oh,
like this woman,
probably. I'm sure I won. I'm pretty sure I won.
I remember hating foosball at that time. But now I love it. Now I can beat her.
Yeah.
Only sometimes.
The question is, can you beat her at cribbage?
Yes.
Yes, all the time.
Oh, really?
Unfortunately.
So that's why actually first met her.
I've only played with her once and I lost the whole day.
So our relationship started at the 219, meeting her then, and then it kind of just morphed because there are a lot of little serendipitous things that happened that night and kept happening the days after, so, leading into the next week when I saw her at school.
Yeah, so this is what happened. So we were at the 219. We met. We hung out. We had a great time. I thought he liked my friend Stephanie. Have you guys met Stephanie?
Yeah,
cute little friend. And so I was like, oh, he probably likes her. Everybody likes Stephanie. And so I was just having fun and talking to Norwegian guys and then I was at the end of the night. We went different ways, and I was like, oh, well, those guys were fun. Probably we'll never see them again. Then the next week, we have student-led parent-teacher conferences.
Well, before we get to the student-led conferences, I ended up sitting somehow right behind you guys at the Folly. So then your friend, Kelly, said, hey, come sit with us. Mm-hmm. So I ended up sitting next to Kelly, but I kept looking over at you because I wanted to sit by you.
But I was like oblivious because I thought he liked Stephanie.
No, I wanted to sit by her.
So then we go home and I was like, well, I'll probably.
But at intermission, a good friend of mine from Rotary took a picture of all of us, me, you, Stephanie, Dallas, and Jasmine, which just turned out to be a fabulous picture.
It is. I love it.
So it kind of got out there, and then someone said, hey, have you seen the picture of you that night? I said, no. And somebody gave it to me. And I said, oh, yeah. And then I asked my friend Francie Marks, who worked at the hospital, because I remember these girls were nurses. So I sent the picture to her and said, hey, who are these two girls on either side of me? And she said, oh, that's Eva and Stephanie. Mm-hmm. I asked her then, what's Eva's last name? Oh, I don't know. So I just went onto Facebook and typed in Eva Sandpoint. And she was the first one that came up. So I'm just looking through and all of her little cute pictures that she had of her being a nurse. Mm-hmm. And then a couple of days later, I found the picture of the Henny's birthday party or the Halloween party. It's like, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
So
Francie comes to me and she says, because I'm at work at this point, and she's working at the same shift, and she's like, so you met my friend, Norm. He was asking about what was your name? And I was like, he was?
And then the following Friday, I saw her at parent-teacher conference at school. On Thursday, I knew she was coming because Hayden's birthday was on Friday the 8th when there was no school. So on the 7th, when I was there to deliver donuts for him and his friend Jack, because Jack is having his birthday too, so they split a big donut.
Yeah.
And then I said, okay, Hayden, I'll see you at the parent-teacher conference. And he goes, yeah, it's at 2 o'clock, Dad. I said, no, I'm pretty sure it's at 12. So I checked the schedule. And it was at two, or I was at one, or I know, I'm sorry, it was 12. At noon, but I also noticed that Eva was coming in
for the same,
at the same time slot.
Oh, wow.
So he shows up.
That was just coincidence?
Yeah. Parent-teacher conference.
Oh, so he shows up. Coincidence or was it fate?
So he shows up at parent-teacher conferences.
There should be some dramatic music.
Yes.
So I show up. I worked night shift.
Yes.
Labor delivery. So I show up. I worked all night in my jammies. I have a hat on. I'm totally disheveled. And my ex-husband is there at the parent-teacher conferences. And then in walks Norm, dressed up all nice, like all perfect, and I'm looking really hot. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm hiding under my hat. Like, oh, I hope he doesn't recognize me.
Actually got there first. And I was waiting for her to come in, and she walked in. I was like, and then I saw her walk in with her ex-husband. I went, I didn't have a chance to even talk to her or recognize her. And then it was like 45 minutes of doing stuff with the kids. Stuff.
And then I wanted to say something, but I was walking out with my ex-husband and I was like, I can't. So I came home and I said to my son, Reed, I was like, hey, what was that kid's last name that you had parent teacher conferences with? And he's like, oh, Hayden Ettinger. So I instantly Googled or Facebooked Norm Ettinger, and I messaged him, and he responded within seconds.
Oh, what did you say? That takes guts, Eva. I love that.
I was like, hey, it was
Dottie.
Yeah. Well, what I said was like, hey, it was cool to see you. I wish I, had a chance to talk to you or something, something along those lines. I don't know exactly what I said, but basically, it was fun. We had a fun time the other night. It was cool to see you.
Yeah.
And what did you respond?
I don't remember, but I remember
instantly it was.
But then the conversation kind of didn't go a long way. The messaging, because she had to go back to bed.
Right, because I had to work the next day.
And then somehow.
Part I remember.
This was genius.
No, it was. It was totally
mastermind.
Genius.
I got this. So I said, okay, I need to talk to her again. So I'll just send a text to my friend Devin. But I'll just send it to Eva.
Yeah, and I didn't see through that at all. I get this a little bit later. He's like, "Hey, I'm hanging out. I'm gonna go see the band at the 219. If you want to come join." And he said to he said it to his friend, "Hey, Devin," or something. And I was like, "Well, this is Eva. But if you want to invite me, to go out another night, that would be great."
She said maybe you can.
Accidentally invite me
to something else sometime.
Oh my God, I love this though.
So I said, I'm officially and formally inviting you to a dinner date.
Oh gosh, that's
so. What was your first date?
Well, it was our first date.
I worked the next 4 days.
It was four nights of just messaging. Our first date was 4 days of messaging on Facebook Messenger. So it'd be funny because she works the night shift. We'd be messaging when she wakes up and then she'd go to work. We'd be talking as she's driving to work or messaging, not even talking at that time, just messaging.
Like crazy.
And then she'd get to work and messaging all shift. And then
he's quizzing me on things.
So then we'd be going till 1 o'clock in the morning. I'd say, I'm going to sleep. And then I would just wake up at 4 a.m, excited to talk to her. I just pick up right where I left off. So what was I saying?
So 4 days nonstop of messaging because I was working the 12-hour shifts.
And that's when I told her where I'd met her originally at the Henny's.
Yeah.
So I just kind of drug it out. She was on pins and needles.
So at the end of our 4 days of messaging, about to get off my 4-day stretch of work, he ended a message with a
kissy face.
Oh. And I was like, got a virtual kiss before we even had a real kiss. And he's like, well, why don't we get together and have a real kiss then?
We made a kissing rendezvous.
Okay.
We did.
So that was before a date, or did you go out on a date?
No, that was before a date.
Oh.
We had a date for four nights.
Yeah. And we had the Follies night.
Okay.
So I make this this rendezvous. It's cold. I say, okay, I bet we can.
Well, first he tried to make me meet him and kiss in the morning and when I got off work. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I look like a hag right now. I was like, you have to wait until 5 o'clock.
No, it was like
3:30. Maybe. I was more willing to wake up.
So I find this, I'm scoping out places to have this rendezvous. So I said, I'll go to the Palapa, that big Palapa
pavilion
at the City Beach.
So you're trying to find romance.
Yeah,
there's somewhere to go.
There can't be any snow there. Yeah. The whole thing was snowed in all the way. I said,
But that's where we were going to meet. When I woke up and showered and we were going to meet at the pavilion and we were going to have our real kiss instead of our virtual kiss. And yeah, totally snowed in. So
I'm just waiting. I'm wearing a wool coat, so I'm not cold, but it is cold. You just showed
up. You look really hot in that
sweater. And you look just hot. She showed up in her tiara that she was wearing.
I did. I was like, I did.
So we had our first kiss and lots of kisses, and then we started realizing that we're getting really cold. So Eva says, why don't we go get in the back seat of my truck.
Oh, I love it. I'm like,
it was really cold.
Ballsy.
It was rated PG.
It was totally PG.
I feel like you guys must have really been, like, had this connection, you know, well, you saw each other, you know, at the Follies and before that. But even just talking to each other, you know, texting each other, you have.
I agree. I felt like we were talking about each other so well. Yeah. I felt like before I even like kissed him, I was like, oh my gosh, this guy is like my soulmate.
I feel like we went on a walk, Eva, and we were walking around downtown, and you were just like telling him about this guy that you had just started texting, and
I was giddy. I was Twitter painted.
Oh, yes.
It's what my nurse friends told me. Yeah. They're like, you are Twitter painted. Yeah. I was giddy. I was totally giddy.
So you guys were talking just about everything.
One of the tests was like, well, what do you like on a pizza? How do you feel about Canadian bacon on a pizza?
Canadian bacon pineapple. And he asked me, he's like, well, what do you think about Canadian bacon and pineapple? And I was like, oh my God, gross. He's like, okay, that's a point for you.
Yeah, so
we just become best friends.
It's going to be a point system.
Yeah, it was a point system. So we and have like a, music. He's music. Like, what are your top five favorite bands or something? And I'm like, God, that's tough, but to just pick five. And so there was a point system that was like, oh, well, you like that band, that's -2 points. That's a +4.
Are you a skier? Are you a snowboarder?
And I was a snowboarder and he's a skier. So I was like, oh, that's going to be a point against me. But he's like, oh, I actually have always wanted to date a snowboarder. So, it was actually
kind of got major positive points on that one. like an exotic.
So we did this, like, started this point system in that 4 days of texting to kind of get to know each other. It was actually cool to get to know each other before actually meeting in person and getting physical.
And then when you like finally saw each other,
We were in the parking lot, or
did you go to the...
No, we were in the parking lot.
So after getting to the car and being PG for an hour and a half, I looked at my watch. I said, I got to go. I got my court-ordered parenting class in 5 minutes.
And I'm like, I just finished that last month.
So that was a funny way to end our makeout session.
Yeah.
Oh. But then after 3 hours of that class, and I'm sitting next to this woman who's in the class too, and she just happened to be, she just like washed her hair. It smelled just like Eva's hair. It's like, oh my God, it's going to be a long 3 hours. And they got out, went home, fed the kids, and went to another parking lot.
Well, the funny thing is like we were both freshly divorced. So we didn't want our kids to like, I'm not going to introduce my kids to some guy I just recently met, and I was going to be single forever. I was like, I'm not doing this ever again. And so when I met him, I was like intrigued. I was like, gosh, he's just got some draw to me. Like, I don't know what it was, but he when he walked in, I was like, damn, that guy is sexy. You know, I just like thought something about him was like, I wanted to know him more, but I wasn't going to get in a relationship. So when we started hanging out, I was like, I don't want to introduce my kids to anybody. I told them I was never going to, I'm not going to be with somebody else. Nobody else is going to be your dad. But I couldn't stay away from Norm. But I didn't want to introduce my kids to him yet either until I knew that it was like a real thing. Mm-hmm. And so we would sneak around with both of us, because he was freshly divorced too. And so we didn't, you know, you don't want to like introduce your kids.
Yeah.
And so we would go hang out in parking lots and make out in the back of our car.
We have two houses
and no house to go be private in.
We made out at every restaurant, every coffee shop, the painted alley in Sandpoint, everywhere.
Well, there's got to be an element of excitement about doing that, not only trying to get to know somebody for the first time, but having it be this interesting little, like, let's meet here and let's meet here.
We had to be sneaky. We were the teenagers.
Yeah.
It's like, kids
were the adults.
We both own houses. We can't even put up our own home. Nope.
No, we have to go hang out in the parking lot. We were our kids, almost.
That makes it so much more fun, though.
It was super fun.
Yeah. So how long... The first time I really spent time with you, Norm, was when we went to Luther Haven
for the 6th grade
camping trip. And the three of us volunteered as chaperones for that.
This is not PG. We can't talk about that.
Okay. At the elementary school our kids went to, at the end of the year, there's a 6th grade camping trip. And they go to a camp that's this beautiful camp on the... You know, Coeur d'Alene Lake, mm-hmm. and they do a night or two. I can't remember.
I think it was two nights.
Yeah.
So the three of us volunteered to be chaperones.
That was fun.
That was so fun, and mm-hmm. I really loved getting to know you. It was so fun to hang out with the two of you, because mm-hmm. we would, you know, kind of hang out with the kids, but then not, and then you two would go.
We were very fresh.
This room
is
just clean.
Oh, we were like, we need to see where the kids are sleeping. Let's go together.
Everyone's on a hike. Well, we're going to go just make sure no one left anything in that cabin over there.
I'll be right back. I still get emails from Luther Haven every week. Every time I said, Eva, they want us back. I say it every time to her. It doesn't get old.
How long had you guys been together at that point?
Oh, gosh.
Like 2 months.
Yeah, it was very
two and a half, two and a half months. But I already this is my last chapter.
And I remember meeting you the first time, because Eva's like, I just met this guy. Uh-huh. And I kind of want to see what you think. Uh-huh. So we're thinking we want to do these salsa lessons.
Oh, yes. And so I made you. I didn't make you.
No,
you
made me up too. Yeah, that's probably more like
that. That was probably our second date.
Yeah.
So we had a plan, because my friend Liam and his wife, mm-hmm. they were teaching the salsa class.
That's right.
And then my friend Luke Lee was going to be there. So I said, well, we have one chance to do this right. Nobody knows that we're together. So we're just going to walk up there separately, but we'll make sure that we pair up at the dance. And when we do, it's just going to be electric.
So we just started kissing,
and I look over at Liam, and he's just his jaw on the floor.
He
had no idea what was happening.
Yeah, the salsa lessons were led by his wife, Liam's wife, and Liam was Norm's friend, who they just got back from Greece after this trip. And so nobody knew. Because we were not, you know, we didn't want our kids to know. We didn't want anybody. And so that was kind of a little reveal.
And I was kind of like, he's fun.
He is fun.
I'm giving you two thumbs up.
He's still fun.
Well, that's how I felt too in Luther Haven. Yeah. I thought, okay, I like this, Eva. I like this for you. And
that was so fun, Luther Haven.
It was so fun because it kind of made me feel like I was back and like, camp days.
Whereas the parents are sticking around.
When I was in sixth grade, in Coeur d'Alene, we went to a camp up somewhere way east of Coeur d'Alene, and it was so much fun. And so when I was a senior in high school, I ended up volunteering to be the senior to volunteer for that camp. It was just Camp McGee or McGee or
whatever.
But it's way out there.
Well, and Norm, you've got guts because you, I think, met book club. Eva, we were at the
show. I remember that.
That was trial by fire.
It was. Wow. I mean,
that one was okay, but the real.
I do remember that.
Yeah. The tough one later, a few months later, was when I was at the Coeur d'Alene Resort for a charity event for one of the companies that I work with, and I had Eva come. She goes, "Oh, my friends are in town. Let's just walk up a couple blocks and have dinner with them." I'm meeting with Malin and Marcella and T,
Nick and Allie
and Melissa and Allie and Nick.
Mm-hmm. And they're all friends with
the ex. Right. So I just sit down and I just made the most of it.
Yeah, that's hard.
I had a fun time.
Yeah,
that was hard. It was like
no one derailed me.
They definitely tried though. They were kind of cold but not mean, but cold. Mm-hmm. But then they ended up become like
great. How can you not? Malin
ended up being the one to be.
Marius.
He was the officiant in
gosh, I forgot about that.
So from being cold and like, I'm not supporting this guy, to being like, okay, I love this guy and
best friends.
I'm marrying them. That's kind of cool.
You walked into book club. I mean, we were all sitting there upstairs in the salon, and you came to pick Eva up for the dance class, and you just had to walk in and stand in front of everybody.
All the girls.
come on up here.
All the girls. And
walk up the stairs.
It's not tough for a guy to be like, I'm just going to walk into this group of 12 girls or however.
We've known each other forever.
And then there's this guy who we're going to look
You're marrying Eva, but we all have to like you too.
All the same girls are here at the house tonight.
Exactly, with
a couple additions.
That is true. We've been meeting for 18 years since Reed was 1 week old. So he's 18. And that meeting was 6 years ago. And a lot of the same girls.
6 years,
seriously?
Yeah, almost, this month.
Wow,
that's right.
Like it's maybe 8, 9 days, 6 years.
Good job, you guys.
Flies.
I know.
That's crazy.
That's fine.
It does fly.
The other time I had fun with you guys was when we were, I was in.
Walla Walla, that was so fun.
We were doing wine tasting there, and you guys were there for a soccer tournament.
Yeah,
and we met you at a bar.
I remember we had this best bottle of wine, and then I couldn't remember what it was. But then I went on a motorcycle ride with a buddy this fall. It was 633 miles in one day, and our last stop. Or one of our last stops when we got back into Washington, we came into Walla Walla, and we just happened to drive by that winery. So I had his turnaround. We went back and bought 8 bottles of wine.
It's good wine.
So the winery is called The Walls.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's the walls of the prison in Walla Walla.
Okay. I need to remember that because it's really good wine.
I have a couple bottles in our little pantry here.
From them.
From buying.
From 6 years ago. From
6 months ago.
6 months.
That was kind of bad about it.
That was super fun. So that was
I have a picture. The three of us are sitting in a booth. Were we taking selfies? Uh-huh. You think we are taking selfies? And we're all leaning over.
Uh-huh. I think I have that same picture, but I love it. Like that was
it's all dark.
But it's like these are great memories of like how it all started, you know, like the beginning, and that my friends accepted Norm as, because we all knew each other very closely before, and even with my ex, and that I met this new person, and the fact that my friends accepted him so much was huge. Yeah, if my friends would have been like, no way, stay away from him, I probably would not be here.
Your friends are on the radar.
I knew when I brought him in, I was like, nobody could not like Norm, because he's so like fun and personable and like easy to hang out with. Like, I'm like, well, I wasn't even nervous to bring him around.
So I'm curious, Norm, is there like the same kind of thing for guys? Did you have to have your guy friends vet for Eva?
No.
Really?
I don't know. They just saw pictures and said, oh yeah, she's hot.
Really? That's it? They don't even care.
As my friends were meeting her, they just thought she was the bee's knees. Mm, they just loved her.
That she is.
But she's very easy to love.
That's why we all love her.
Damn straight.
And you guys,
my friends loved her.
You guys, I wasn't able to go to the wedding. You were, did you? Yeah, go to the wedding?
I did get to go.
It was a location. What did they call it? Location wedding.
A destination
wedding. Mm-hmm. In Costa Rica.
Well, that's why we did it again.
So we did it like as we're going to get married. If any of our friends want to come, we'd love to have you there, but we don't expect anybody to go there. But it was both of our second weddings.
Well, so, Eva actually asked me to marry
her. No, hey, we're not
talking about that. Oh, I do want to know about that.
That's another story. That's another story. But when we were going there, we wanted our friends there, but we didn't expect people to, like, go to this destination wedding. And we just wanted a simple, on the beach, barefoot or whatever, simple wedding. And whoever wanted to come celebrate with us, we'd love to have you. And if you can't come, we're not going to be offended. Very basic.
But the prequel,
Beautiful.
It was.
We loved it.
But the prequel to that was, we'd already booked these tickets to go to Costa Rica, just to go to Costa Rica.
I feel like you guys got like the most amazing price.
We got some money also. We said we're going to Costa Rica.
So we already had the tickets, but we didn't know we were going to get married.
Yeah, so one day we're skiing during the midweek and we're going up the Basin Express. Mm-hmm. And Eva looks over at me and says, hey, do you know what we should do in Costa Rica? And I knew what she was going to say. I said, we should get married. She goes, yes, we should get married.
So nobody actually proposed, but we all kind of were perfect.
It's like, yeah, because we were talking
about it. At that point, though, you had your cute promise ring.
I had that from our very first vacation that we took together.
In Hawaii,
because we had to take a vacation so the kids couldn't be a factor. We could actually like be together in a house
anywhere
instead of making out in backs of cars. And actually just like be with each other. And he got me this promise ring.
Right.
It was like 2 months into our.
So we would take picture. Months. We said we would take a picture of it just on her leg like this, and then we posted it because nobody's really paying attention. Like, well, what hand is it? So it's the right hand.
But the point is, like, the point is that like at that point, our first vacation away together, besides the Whitefish one, was we already knew that we wanted to get married. We were like 3 months into our.
Well, it felt like we were married when we left Hawaii.
It felt like we were married before we got to Hawaii.
Well, it's funny feeling like you got married when we went to go do some of our estate planning before we got married. So this was several months before we got married. So we're doing our estate planning, getting everything done, and getting all dotting all the I's and crossing the T's, and we're done with our meeting. And this is during COVID time. And so we leave and go to the front desk to schedule something or grab something. But then the attorney comes out the door and says, oh, hey, on all those trust documents, Eva, what last name do you want me to use on the documents? And Eva's like, she's on the spot right then and there because she hadn't decided what she wanted to do. And I was telling her, hey, why don't you use your maiden last name? That's a cool name. Mm-hmm. And then she's going, she's kind of hemming and hawing, and she looks at the attorney and she just kind of presses her lips together and goes, Ettinger. So we felt like we were married.
That was the law office. Well, but that was a little later than Hawaii, though.
It was.
But in Hawaii,
that was before the ski lift.
But she had to make a decision on the last name.
Yeah. But the funny thing about Hawaii, when we did the promise ring, we went to this one restaurant and we called them to make a reservation. Like it takes it's hard to get a reservation to this place. And so, and hard to get a good table too, but we were like, we're on our honeymoon. And so they made this sign about just married. I still have the card. And so we were totally pretending we were on our honeymoon because I just got my promise ring and we were pretending we were on our honeymoon.
Well, 3 months out of this relationship at the time.
Yeah. Yes. And so they put this sign up. I take a picture and send it to my friends and they're like, what? Like jokingly, which we were not married yet, obviously. And they gave us the full treatment of being newlyweds.
It was great. What was it called? Was it called Mothers?
Mothers in Hawaii.
That place was cool.
On Maui. It was so awesome. But it was so funny because we actually felt like it was a honeymoon.
Yeah. You guys knew.
It actually felt like the kids. We needed to go on a trip without the kids so we could actually see, okay, do we?
So you could just kind of be together without trying to go to one, without sneaking around.
Right. Because we couldn't be at our house because we hadn't even really introduced our kids. Mm-hmm.
And you have 5 kids altogether.
Yes.
Eva has 3 boys, mm-hmm. and you have
2 boys.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And they actually, our boys that are 18 knew each other before we knew each other because they were in the same class, mm-hmm. hence the parent-teacher conference situation.
See how that all works out.
But the one that stood out the most to me, even lying. From fourth grade, was Wiley. I always remembered Wiley. So that's such a nice kid.
Thank you.
I'm just really happy that he stayed in our lives all this time, and he's just the greatest kid.
Yeah, I know. He loves to hang out over here because Norm fixes him good food.
He likes to eat. Yes.
You are. He's like, yeah, I was at Norm's house. He made some good beef brisket tonight.
That's so funny.
Oh, he loves your beef brisket, by the way.
Right. He loves everything I give him.
Does he just suddenly show up when you're cooking?
No.
Sometimes.
That's one of the things I love about you guys. You're just always so loving and welcoming.
You are. Yeah. The kids always love to hang out here.
They're all such great kids.
Yeah.
It's nice to see the kids all going from where I met them in 4th, 5th, and 6th grade to hey, you're graduating.
Yeah.
Or you're already done with school. You're in the workforce.
And Wiley, I mean, I've known them since birth.
Yeah.
We were 1 week together. Apart. Yeah. 1 week apart in the hospital. At the same hospital.
Were you going
Reed
through
has nursing my, school at that time? Reed
I
has
was.
My
No, no, not with Reed.
Reed and I share the same birthday.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll never forget his birthday.
Nope.
So how do you feel that meshing your life has gone? I mean, that's kind of hard to take 2 different families and
it's
put them in one house.
Surprisingly, it wasn't that difficult. I mean, everything we did was kind of, that wasn't so bad.
You know, initially, when I first met Norm and we hadn't told the kids yet and we were in I was in Bellingham. I just met him and we were 2 weeks into this. And I told my kids when we had really kind of figured out that we liked each other and this is not going to just be a 2 week thing. I'm like, so what do you guys think about me dating somebody if I like them? And They're like, well, if it makes you happy. And I was like, because I met somebody and you might know him already. And I was like, you like to read. I was like, well, you actually are in his class. And I told them the name, and they were actually really excited about it. They're like, oh my gosh, does that mean he gets to be my brother? And that's, I was like, hold on now. We've only been together like a couple of weeks or months. And I was like, well, hold on now. So, and they've actually all really gotten along.
Yeah.
Amazingly well.
Yeah.
Amazingly well.
Well, I mean, you guys have incredible, such great kids anyway. Yeah. So, well,
the funny story, not go any other way. The tough part was Orion, because Orion wasn't quite ready for this. And that's my oldest. Mm. And I'm just not ready, Dad. And there was tears.
Yeah.
And so I said, you know, it's going to be okay. So the next night, Eva comes over for dinner, as our usual routine.
Yeah.
We're at one another's house all the time. And my oldest, Orion, says, hey, Eva, can I talk to you outside? And they're outside for like 45 minutes. And Eva comes in just exhausted, saying, oh, my God, there was tears. And Orion was saying, I'm not ready, and I don't know what to do. And I just can't do this right now. And Eva said, but we're going to get a cat. I thought that was the funniest thing.
And that's exactly how it went down, actually. Like, no lie. We were out there crying, and then we were hugging, and I was like, it's going to be okay. Yeah. Like, and he really wanted a cat, and yeah. I was like, well, you know what? We could get a cat if that's okay, if that's really what you want.
That would make this transition a little bit easier.
Yes. Yes.
What a beautiful way to bridge that.
Yes.
We still have those cats. They're running around somewhere.
One of them is in the neighborhood, feral, but it's around.
Yeah. And the cat should be there. They got to live their life.
But they're both still around.
Oh, that's.
So it actually went amazing. And now Reed and Hayden are both going to Boise. Like his son and my son.
That's pretty cool.
Both going to Boise, and they're going to be probably not roommates, because you go to college to like meet other people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't go there to live with the people you already know, but they'll have each other there.
Yeah.
And that'll be great.
That's huge.
And they all hang out together. They all have a lot of mutual friends.
And they look out for each other, too.
They look out for each other, yeah.
Reed really looks out for Hayden. I appreciate that about Reed.
Yeah.
Reed's a good kid.
He is a good kid.
They're all good kids.
Yeah. Yeah. So is Hayden.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hear such good things about him. He's Wiley says he's like the funniest kid he knows.
I guess he is like me.
I told you, and Wiley would show me these pictures every once in a while, but Hayden started this Instagram reel or like Instagram page where he would take pictures of kids at school asleep. Like,
oh, really?
In the craziest places, like they would be asleep.
Oh, that's funny. I would have
in a corner.
That's
so funny.
That's funny.
It was the greatest thing ever. The kids would have no idea. And you know how like teenagers are. They're like, sleep anywhere.
Yes.
That seems to be a lot more exciting than a doily club.
Sounds like the night shift nurse problem, too. We do that at work. We take pictures of nurses like
four in the morning. It's usually pictures of
actually, that transition has been really amazingly beneficial.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times it's like the stepkids hate each other. And I think that they all.
Or even like there's a lot of, I mean, you hear about the kids trying to like thwart their parents or their, you know, their step parent.
We haven't gotten that at all.
We just like a little snippet of it, but then we called their bluff. They said, yeah, I'm good here.
No, I mean, honestly, I think that the kids all appreciate the union, really.
Yeah. Just to have their parents being happy together.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They love their other parents, they are really happy with where we're at.
Yeah, well, you guys have provided such a, like we said, like a warm home for their friends to come to, for them to be in. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I think that says a lot about the two of you and how wonderful you are separately and together. So you were able to bring like such wonderful kids into this amazing house. And it's just a comfortable thing for everybody. I mean, you guys have done a really good job.
Well, thank you.
With that. Yeah.
And I think you've always been really understanding of your kids and where they're at and loving where they're at and who they are.
Well, and also I feel like you guys don't take shit either. You know, you're not like, oh, okay. You don't kowtow to like their little issues. You're like, no. That's not working.
Right.
Get it together.
Norm's good about that. Norm's good about that.
Can we say that word on this podcast?
Kowtow or what?
I mean, it is what,
not X-rated. We do not rate on the play.
You're allowed to say
that. But that is the perfect parent, you know, that somebody who's like gives lots of love and, but then also is, you know, has draws a line in the sand.
I have the line.
They respect you guys for that. And, you know,
and it's not like an instant thing. Like, I think it takes some time. It takes a lot.
You guys have worked hard.
A lot of changes and a lot of like, as they grow, the teenagers are tough. Like we met when they were just getting years and so many changes, but, like amazing to watch them grow and change. And
You guys did kind of get together at that.
Yes,
right. Really. All the
and it's definitely not easy. Like for the people listening out there, it's not all like easy.
Yeah,
it's definitely not easy. But
I think that you guys have respect for that respect road that goes both ways. Mm-hmm. Like you guys respect your children, they respect you. It works.
I think so too. I think Norm does a great job of like when all these kids come over, he's just like, hey, you know, they're all family and he's really great about welcoming everybody. And I try to be too, and I am. I think
just
I am.
So long as they put the dishes in the dishwasher.
I let them come in, and I'm like, okay, like everybody, like it's everything's fine and peachy, and he is like, okay, do like lays down the law, and I love it because I'm like, that's right, because they need to know that they need to do that stuff, and
well, not only do you have like five boys, but you have a house in a central location town. Mm-hmm. So, and all five boys are very social and have lots of friends. Mm-hmm. So naturally this is sort of a gathering place. You have to like say, I mean, if you don't make people like kind of clean up after themselves, you're going to end up with a huge mess.
Right. And Norm is really good about that. He's like, hey, in a nice way. He's like, hey, put the dishes away. Hey, what did you, this and hey, get out of my fridge.
I'm checking out a lot of
he does it in a nice way.
She makes me laugh. She's funny with some of her little idiosyncrasies on how she says things.
I think he manages it well, better than I do. And that's why it's another reason why we were talking earlier, why like, are you meant to be a single person by yourself or are you meant to be with another person? Because by yourself, I do this, he does this. And so I appreciate what he does. Yeah. And that complements like what we do together. Yeah. I think
we fill in each other's holes and make the best version of each other.
Right.
Yeah.
You by being together.
Right.
Yeah. Like just
because
like
he's good at that and I'm not good at that, but I'm good at this and he's not good at that. So
that brings me to, I'm just curious, like what is Eva? What is your favorite thing about Norm?
My favorite thing? I have so many. That's a tough question.
I know.
I love it though.
Too.
I mean, really, they're so... Okay, that is a really tough question. My favorite thing? Mm-hmm. I think my favorite thing is that if I say, hey, let's go for a walk. Okay. Hey, let's go on a trip to here. Okay. Hey, let's go clean the garage. Okay. Like, he's so, like, easygoing. He, like, is like, all right, sure.
We both like to do the same things. We both are driven by similar things. We both like to have things orderly and cleaned and
right. Organized.
It kind of drives us crazy if there's chaos around us.
Right. But he's like so easygoing. Like, he's not just like, nah, I'm not going to do that.
You're willing to try things. Yeah. To do things. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you love Eva. So just being with her is like,
that's a treat.
I don't care where we go. It's fantastic.
Oh, we can organize the garage and I'm having a great time.
I just figured out my favorite thing about him.
Okay.
He has a positive attitude. And just the negativity is like not like it's very there's very minimal negative. Yeah. He always just finds like he's like, okay, whatever, you know, it's okay, everything's okay. It's just very positive and like, okay, those people over there are whatever, and he's like, he's just jolly. He is a jolly jolly fella.
You have to find the positive or life isn't quite as fun.
He like, even when things are like not wonderful, he's like, well, whatever, it's fun, it's good.
It's such a good trait. You know that. And not everyone can do that.
And
he laughs at like the randomest things. Honestly, like, we were just doing something. I don't even know what. And he just starts, like, laughing. And I started laughing because I'm like, what are you laughing about? He's like...
She doesn't know what I'm laughing about. She's just laughing because I'm laughing. But she's laughing uncontrollably, too. Yeah. It's just funny.
Well, you have an infectious laugh.
And he just, like, what was it today, earlier?
I don't know. It's something I was thinking about. I started laughing. And so you started laughing.
like, and he was laughing like so genuinely that it was like, what are you laughing about?
I'm always telling myself a good joke. I didn't see that one coming.
And it was so funny. Whatever it was.
That was the punchline. What? It's all in my head.
I was like, oh my god, he's just laughing. I don't even know why.
But I'm laughing because he's laughing.
So, Norm, what about you? What is your favorite thing about Eva?
I like the little quirky things that she does. Like when we were laughing because she just kept farting and but she was sleeping. So I started laughing, and all of a sudden she woke up and started laughing too.
There is beauty in that alone. I mean,
I think I just ignored it.
The thing I love most about Eva, and I've told her this before, I love the way she looks at life. Because we did, as we started this podcast, when she grew up on the East Coast in a Polish community, I grew up in Southern California, all hip and groovy. She grew up in a Catholic, I speak Polish community, didn't really experience the same things that I experienced growing up, didn't experience a lot of the same music or a lot of the same movies or just a lot of the same culturism things. So it's really fun, even now, like... We get to experience things, or I get to experience them again, and she gets to experience it for the first time. Mm-hmm. It's just fun. Like, it's like she has this little, not naive, but just like just this, like, I haven't done all these things. So I get to relive it as a 50-year-old person. Like, 2 years ago, we got to watch It's a Wonderful Life because she'd never seen it.
Still haven't.
I mean, a lot of things like that. Yeah. There's a lot of first time. I've never heard of that. I didn't experience it. I didn't do that. Or I didn't know that. And it's just, I really enjoy seeing her experience it for the first time. I know it's coming. And then she gets to see it. Mm-hmm. Like, even like watching some movies. I don't know. There was a movie we watched not long ago, which you just thought was great. I'm not sure if it was, I think it was it it wasn't Good Will Hunting, but it was a movie like that. It's a really mm-hmm. profound movie like that. And she hadn't seen it. And it was just, I just love seeing the world a lot of times through your eyes. Mm-hmm. It's just fun. Mm-hmm. And I love that great smile you have.
Oh, I love it. You guys. And I do have to say, because we're sitting across the table from you two, and you can just see that you guys are just so in love 6 years later.
Very in love.
And I love
very.
It.
So just grateful.
Makes me happy.
Yeah. And I think that's so wonderful that you still want to experience things together. Yeah. You know, you're like, I still have all these things I want to do with Eva because mm-hmm. I know she hasn't done them yet or seen them yet. And, you know, you just love to be along for the ride.
Or all the adventuring we have to do together.
Yeah.
I'm just grateful to be with somebody who I want to be close to, and I enjoy doing everything with him. I mean, honestly, like I don't want to, I just love traveling with him, being at home, doing a puzzle with him, cooking together,
what's your new thing?
That's our new thing.
Puzzles and doilies.
One of the funny things, the doilies, one of the funniest things is.
That's another podcast.
But one of the funniest things is like, we're at this like age where we're like, okay, for my, what was it, my 50th birthday or whatever birthday, not 50th, but whatever birthday it was. And he went and deep cleaned the garage fridge. And I was like, that is the best birthday gift ever. He just knew that like something like that was going to make me like so happy. Like,
yeah, he's not like, here's a diamond bracelet.
Right. And I mean,
need to make space for your pickles.
Yes. He's actually very good at picking out, like being very thoughtful about gifts. I'm terrible about it. I'm like, oh my gosh, what do I do? He thinks about it all the time.
I got your book club gift and it was the best.
Okay. Well, sometimes
you give good gifts.
Sometimes too. I can think of them, but they don't come to me that often. But he's always listening and looking and thinking, and he's always a very thoughtful.
She's easy.
Now, it's a very amazing how I'm like, how did he even know? I made a comment and I'm like, he could almost read my mind like that. So it's actually really cool.
Well, you guys are pretty in sync, so it's adorable.
Thank you.
I love it.
Well, definitely observe. I mean, I think that just means being like loving somebody and observing the things that they want and need in their life, picking up those little cues.
It's not just about being in sync. It's like you are attentive because you really care about this other person.
He really is. Like, it's amazing. I'm like, I didn't even know I wanted that. And he's like, you need this because like you talk about it. And I'm like, gosh, I would never even think about it myself. He's really very attentive.
Yeah.
Well, so for other, what advice do you have for anyone else out there? That's tough.
I have no idea.
My advice is it's too short to settle. That's what I say to everybody. Mm-hmm. I say it to everybody. It's like, you know, life's too short just to lead a mediocre life. It's good enough.
I love that advice.
I just say don't settle. You only have a certain amount of years on this planet, and I think people that we know see how good it can be or how good it should be, and so I just tell people don't settle.
Yeah. All right, I figured out what I'm gonna say.
What?
I think that you have to think about what is important. I know it's been said, don't sweat the small stuff, pick your battles. Yeah. Think about what really is a big deal. You love this person, who cares about little things?
Yeah.
Honestly.
Gosh, those are both very good, such good advice.
Yeah.
to everyone, like people who have had, who've been in relationships a long time and people who are just starting a relationship. Yes.
Because there's so many times you could dig your heels in over something so stupid. And then you're like, God, why did...
Does it really even matter?
Was it worth hurting that other person?
In the big picture.
End up saying things to that person that you're supposed to love the most and care about the most that, you know, really hurtful things. So it's, you know, what is the point?
Yeah.
You know?
And it's like just step back and think, like, is that a big deal?
Yeah. Is this even going to matter in a week?
Right.
It's not going to matter in a half an hour.
Right. Exactly. So I love it. You guys, that was beautiful advice. That was great. I love to hear your love story.
Thank you.
And I just love to see the two of you together. And it makes me just so freaking happy for you.
We love our love story, actually.
Like I said,
we both feel so grateful to have met each other. So
Yeah, you were the people that came to mind very first of all. We're like, we are interviewing them. For sure.
Yeah, we want to. Yes.
Well, we need to be followers on this podcast.
Yeah.
I know.
You guys have the mojo, whatever that is. You got it.
Let's
wrap it up. Thank you
so much. On that note, yes, please subscribe, rate us, write a review.
And if you want to be interviewed, if you have suggestions for books or movies, because we talk about those too. Awesome. And we tear them apart.
We analyze them
with our toothbrushes.
What? It's late.
I'm like,
what?
All right. Okay, that's what we're doing.
I'm about to turn into that.
Yeah. He brings their toothbrush everywhere.
I love it. Everywhere.
Have you tried this quickly? Turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off.
I really loved it. Like, I've heard it before and here and there, but it's just been fun to sit down and hear the story all at once. So thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Yeah, I love you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Valerie XOXO.
And she's...
Oh, yes. That was a kiss right there. We didn't catch that. Oh, my gosh.